In addition to an actual physical appliance, the new release allows us to actually create a virtual appliance in Microsoft Azure. So let's go ahead and go through the process of creating one of those. I will go through my Store Simple service, click on Devices, and I'll have my device list there. And you'll see at the bottom, there's a button that says Create Virtual Device. Go ahead and click that, and we'll bring up the wizard. Let's give this a name, Virtual-StoreSimple. And what we also need to do is this virtual device is actually be created in a virtual machine with a storage account. So if we want to access that, we'll need to connect it with a virtual network up in Microsoft Azure. So I've set up one before with a range of IP addresses. So I'll just select that and select the subnet as well. And that'll allow this virtual StoreSimple appliance to communicate with other virtual machines. Now I'm going to select the storage account, and I have to select the. I understand that Microsoft can access the data stored on my virtual device, just saying that it's all up stored in the cloud. So let me go ahead and select that, and then I'll click the checkbox, and that will start creating that virtual device. This will take quite a few minutes. So what I will do is, since that device or that job is running, I will pause and I will come back. Now, if we navigate over to our jobs, we can see the job has finished, and if I click on details, we can see it took about 14 minutes, 11 seconds. So it takes a little while to provision. Now, once it's provisioned, let's go finish configuring this. So if I click on Virtual StoreSimple, you'll see we have a quick start menu as well. So I need to complete the device configuration. And I need to provide a few pieces of data. So the service state encryption key. If you remember when we first set up the appliance, this is the key that was provided at the PowerShell command line. So if I just take that and paste that in here, that will work. And then let me go ahead and fill in the snapshot manager password and the device administrator password. I'll do those and I'll come right back. I filled those out and now let me go ahead and click OK. And this will now complete the device configuration. So it'll update the configuration for us. And we can see what it's doing. Ready to encrypt the data, updated the properties, updating the administrator password, and then the snapshot setting. So then I click OK. So now we have a configured running device. What I can do now are the same things that I can do with an actual on-premises device or appliance. I can add things like if I add a volume container. Let me go ahead and just do this. Add a virtual volume container. And choose the storage account. Choose encryption. I can choose encryption or I can take that off. If I deselect that, then I'm going to get a warning message if I try to create this, which is that disabling it will allow unencrypted data. So I'll just do that for now. So creating a volume container, and you can see down here that a volume container is being created. And once that's finished, we'll add a volume. And if we look at the details at the bottom, we can see that that has finished successfully. So then I'm going to go ahead and add a volume to this. I'm going to call it virtual vol 1. I'm going to set this to 20 gigabytes. It's going to be a primary type of a volume type of primary. Go ahead and click next on the wizard. And then you'll need to attach that to which server or an access control record. So if you have one already set up for your virtual server, then go ahead and select it here, as I do. And then we also want to enable a default backup for this device. And if I click OK, then that will actually go out and create that as well. And we can see up here at the top, we have a list of menu items that I can go through, and I can look at all the different things that I have set up, like the volume container that I have set up. I can create backup policies here for this device, and that one that we have by default that I checked OK, and I can change the configuration and everything else. So now I have a fully running a virtual device that's running up in Microsoft Azure. And now what I could do next is to connect that to one of my other virtual servers that are running in Microsoft Azure and use that just as if it was a StoreSimple appliance.